Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fairly confusing. Thursday, it's the 13th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently I don't fucking know, because I ain't had time to fucking check the weather because our fucking site's been down, in case you haven't fucking noticed. The site was fucking down, and you know, when we got a hold of the fucking server, that's where the fucking problem was. And they tried to claim that 7 fucking months ago, Laura didn't pay the full bill, and there was fucking $40 outstanding. My son paid the $40 fucking. Then we went through the invoices, and yes, by God, she did pay it. We have never missed a fucking payment on it. If we had to borrow the money or go hungry, we never missed a payment on it. And I just wanted the fucking name, and I couldn't get the fucking name. We're going to see who controls this motherfucking site.
Anything to stop you, Henry. Anything to stop you from what you're doing. That's all that these assholes are doing.
Goddamn right it is. And it is a fucking attack, and I'm tired of fucking sitting here taking it. If I have to bring somebody else in to fucking help me create the documents, they're coming at those motherfuckers, and they better get ready for it because they're fucking with my mail again. At any rate, like I said, I don't know what the fucking weather is. It's fucking about the same as yesterday, it seems. Let's see, what else? Well, that's about it. So I guess we'll take the break, and then we'll be back, and we'll go to the fucking outrages, which I haven't got to prepare my fucking program or anything, because the fucking site's been down for absolutely no goddamn reason. And I want to, never mind. I'll take care of it.
I'm the man to see. You're looking for satisfaction. Satisfaction guaranteed. I'm as cool as a body on ice. Hotter than the roaring dice. Send you to heaven, take you to hell. I ain't fooling, can't you tell?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I guess we'll look at it all together at the same time. See what kind of fucking pedophilic fucking faggot ass fucking rip off fucking pieces of shit we're dealing with today. And that goddamn video of Hunter Biden is going to be fucking glued to the top of this fucking site tonight. CNN panel is mad because the FBI and the Biden administration can't censor speech that is lawful. Or are they really? And this has got a goddamn, of course, a fucking video in it, which I can't get over the phone lines, and we ain't fixed that fucking yet either. CNN panel is the judge basically says you're not allowed administration to talk to the special media companies about protected free speech, except for cybersecurity threats, threats common national. Let's see if we can get this over here. Criminal, let's see, criminal threats, but let's see, the judge except for cybersecurity threats, national security threats, criminal threats, but where's the line? Who's going to police this? You know who's going to fucking police it. The same mother, these motherfuckers who are in blatant, fucking unfucking deniable violation of the first article of these our people's fucking supreme superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You can't tell us what to fucking say. You can't tell us what we're going to fucking watch. You motherfuckers are going to die. You're going to die a fucking death of a dog, you pricks. You are fucking treasonous pieces of fucking shit. Prima fucking facie. Your actions fucking convict you. You are, we are at war. It'd be nice if we started fighting that son of a bitch, wouldn't it? This is Tabby, newest Twitter file showed Twitter immediately took down accounts FBI requested without investigation based on false charges. Well, of fucking course they did. What is fucking the FBI here for? To protect fucking Hunter Biden so he can fucking take little girls 6 and 7 years old dressed like prostitutes and fucking molest them while he's doing fucking crack and fucking film it and video it and put it up on the fucking net so everybody can watch him fucking do his fucking freakish acts. And no, what do you get? Nothing. Nothing. Just like that Cindy fucking McCain yesterday. Oh, we all fucking knew. We all knew what Epstein was doing. But everybody was afraid to do something. Why were they afraid, Cindy? Wouldn't that have been the next question you would have fucking asked? Because they're all in on it because you all fucking did it? Could it be? On Tuesday, broadcast of the New Nation's Kumo Twitter files, journalist Matt Tabby discussed the new Twitter files and pointed to one email exchange where Twitter immediately suspended accounts flagged by the FBI without investigation on Twitter's part that Twitter later couldn't point to solid proof to back the FBI's allegations. So you're just a fucking, Twitter's just a fucking another fucking arm of the fucking FBI, the ones that protect the fucking pedophiles, the one that protects the fucking international fucking gangsters. Is that right? FBI, you non-governmental motherfuckers. Hey, can you know Kennedy fucking signed an executive order getting rid of them son of a bitches that has never been rescinded? Why are they still here? Because there is no fucking law, because we the people are too fucking worthless to fucking enforce the fucking law we have. And the law we have will fucking destroy all of this. All we have to do is get on the same fucking page, quit thinking about silver and gold, quit thinking about our fucking selves, and think about our fucking people, our culture, our country. Gabby said...
And the CIA, Henry, and the CIA, too. He did that as well for the CIA as well.
Right. And the Federal Reserve.
Yep. And you know what I call the CIA? I call those jokers. My acronym for them is Criminals in Action.
Goddamn right. And he got rid of the fucking Federal Reserve and printed up $40 billion in Yankee greenbacks. That's why he got his fucking head blowed off. And everybody fucking knows it. It's just like this pedophilia shit. Everybody fucking knows it. And this guy, you know, we were, one of the reasons we probably were attacked is because we're attacking, what's the movie called? You know, the Mel Gibson movie. Somebody help me here.
Which one?
The Mel Gibson movie. The Sound of Freedom. You see, this Sound of Freedom is a fucking goddamn, it was supposed to make a whole lot of fucking money and make the people fucking stupid and give them a way to fucking crawl back in a hole and say, I gave some money. It's just like giving your money to the NRA to protect your fucking rights, which you have the fucking responsibility to protect for yourself. They're not going to fucking do anything. They're a fucking corporation. Who in the fuck do you think that they fucking work for? A corporation. And that's and the same with this fucking movie. That's why they fucking want us down, because it didn't, it fizzed. They came out with everything they fucking had and tried to act like they had their control opposition. Well, they did have their control opposition all lined up, all their ducks in a fucking row. Oh, don't watch that movie. Don't watch it. I won't watch it. When the motherfucker comes out on fucking to where you can fucking pay to watch it on TV, I won't watch it. I won't pay one fucking cent for that fucking propaganda. I know what the fucking problem is. Everybody knows what the problem is. Cindy McCain told you. They all fucking know. And they know where the fucking root of the problem is. And it's right here in the United States at Kazaria. It is our fucking fault that these little fucking children are being fucking molested and cut up alive. It's our fault. Because we have no fucking balls and we have no fucking backbone. We have the fucking law. We could do this fucking lawfully. We can destroy them fucking lawfully. But we got to get up off our dead asses and put ourselves to the fucking hazard. That's all there is to it. Tabby said, in one shot, you can see the FBI asked to remove the accounts that gets forwarded to Twitter. Twitter immediately suspends them, the accounts. But more importantly, when there's a glitch and the accounts remain up, the FBI immediately writes back and says, what's the deal? We just wrote to you. Why is it still up? This non-governmental fucking without authority, with not can exist, never sanctioned by we the people, the supreme superior authority in this fucking country. What's up? Why ain't you doing what we fucking tell you? You're not our government, motherfuckers. We have no government but that fucking Bill of Rights. And we are our own fucking government. We are our own fucking goddamn sovereigns. We prosecute our own fucking lives under the fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people of December 15, 1791. It fucking belongs to us, and it is the superior, supreme fucking law, and we can crush your fucking ass. We can blow your ass out of this fucking country lawfully. So that shows the nature of the relationship, basically. That's not really a collaboration. No, of course it fucking ain't. It's much more like somebody reporting to an authority. Fucking bullshit. Who wrote this crap? He added, what happens in the instances that I was showing, they're just forwarding names of accounts that they say are associated with foreign threat actors. It's very vague. The Twitter is asking them or taking them down before they even investigate. In the case, they later determined that they couldn't find anything connecting them to the bad acts. In fact, one of them was from Canada, and so that's the problem. If it's not connected with a crime, they're just asking to take accounts down because they don't like the profile of them. Well, hell yes, these are non-government. This ain't your fucking government. FBI, you're not a fucking government. You are a fucking private motherfucking operation, you motherfuckers. And you're all over the fucking world. You're the international corporate mafia's fucking goddamn protectors. The protectors of people who fucking molest and fucking kill children, you fucking creeps.
Hey, Henry.
Bitches that ever live. Go ahead.
And you know another thing, man. They were doing the same thing when people were coming out telling what happened to them with that murder, death, kill shot. They were silencing people on freaking Twitter as well. People telling I had blood clots, I had to get amputees, or my wife or my husband died. Someone died in my family right after they had that shot. They were censoring the hell out of people for that as well. They need to be killed, and there's no bottom line to this, man. Like you say, they are killing us. They are killing us from every facet of life. These shots, your food, your water, they need to be killed.
It's a war. It's a war, and we're not fucking fighting back. We're not killing them. That's the goddamn problem. We have the jurisdictional authority to destroy the bastards. They are fucking in blatant violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. And it is for us, we the people, to fucking enforce that law because it was put in place to protect us, to protect our freedom, to protect our fucking liberty, to protect our right to own property, to protect us from fucking blood-sucking motherfucking parasitic pedophile pieces of shit like this. This was the bloodline, the cabal, royals still rule us. No fucking shit. It's Mike Ray Curry. Oh, the bloodline. House Witten, ask House Coburg and Saxe Gotha is a supremely powerful, dramatic medieval bloodline dating back to 900 AD. All the monarchs of Europe are either directly descended or directly related to this bloodline. This show more. Hard to tell if well much more on these. House Witten, a.k.a. House Coburg and Saxe Gotha is a supremely powerful dramatic medieval bloodline dating back to 900 A.D., all the monarchs of Europe are either directly descended or directly related to this bloodline. No fucking shit. You're telling us stuff that we fucking already know. What is this, just to fucking give us something else to think about rather than thinking about that cocksucker fucking Hunter Biden and what he did and what he fucking taped, what he did right and spitting in our fucking face while he fucking hurts and kills little fucking children, fucking doing coke. When they spit, they're rubbing our faces in it, people. We're fucking pussies. This powerful cabal of royals has throughout history ruled the thrones of many European countries, including Portugal, Bulgaria, Poland, Germany, Russia, and Liechtenstein, okay. And they still rule the thrones of key European countries such as the United Kingdom, Belgium, and the Netherlands to this day. You goddamn right they do. And the goddamn British fucking crown thinks it fucking rules us. King Chuck, your fucking ass is going down, buddy. They via their intelligent agencies, and that's in their fucking goddamn, justice systems, injustice systems, private fucking law, private fucking goddamn royal law. That's what you're living under. That's what the administrative mad morality is. It's King Chuck's fucking goddamn star chamber courts that good men fought and died to get the fuck out of this fucking country because we would not be ruled by King Chuck. Western world, many people view elite European and American oligarchs as the cabal. No fucking shit. But the truth is that royals are the top of the food chain. Is that really is a food chain? I'm going to find out what your ass tastes like, you rich motherfucker. Chain legally more powerful. No, it ain't more powerful legally. No, it ain't. Because I'll tell you what power is. Power is goddamn guns. Power is fucking military force. Power is the fucking aggression. That's how do you think these fuckers got in place? And I tell you what, you're up against the biggest army to ever exist on this motherfucking planet. Tough guy. And you're not at the top of the food chain. You're going to be the fucking food. More powerful than all oligarchs, politicians, and generals combined. They even control the United States. The United States via their corrupt deal with the CIA and FBI, blackmailing, bribing, and assassinating anyone who dares to get in their way, including presidents. Well, yeah, they did kill old Kennedy, didn't they? No, we ain't restarting. We ain't fucking. Leave me alone, you son of a bitches. I'm sick of you. Royal rule. That's what we've said all along, isn't it? I'm not surprised today. Are you guys? Wonder what the hell happened there. Then we can go back, right? We can get off this son of a bitch. The fuck is the deal here? Oh, yeah, okay. On July 8, 2014, a United Kingdom CPS manager made headlines with proof of at least 20 influential elite and royal figures in the United Kingdom being linked to a pedophile ring that abused children. Here is UK Press. Yeah, we know. Andrew, we know all about it. Breaking, QAnon, fuck you, conspiracy debunked. On July 8, 2014, a United Kingdom CPS manager made headlines with proof at least 20 influential elite and royal figures in the United Kingdom linked to a pedophile ring that abused children. Here is UK Press TV, and I can't play it for you because it won't come over the phone because that ain't been fucking fixed yet. On February 4th, 2016, The Guardian also revealed that Ukraine was the second poorest country in Europe by GDP, with over 160,000 recorded victims were trafficked. Well, yeah, I mean, God damn it, you've seen the video of the Masons. Who is sitting at the fucking top of the fucking heap there? The fucking king of fucking England, Jesus Christ Almighty. This is what's been going on for fucking centuries. And there was never no goddamn end to that revolutionary phony-ass fucking war. The uprising fucking, I mean, they had to deal with it. Some fucking hell, and the way they dealt with it was to fucking incorporate the whole fucking United States into a fucking a corporate monarchy. And all these motherfuckers who, with fathers of our countries that we were taught as little kids, they got to worship them. You know, Benjamin Franklin, the Hellfire Club, that freak, that fucking... He was a sick old motherfucker, too. I bet he boogered little girls and little boys and dogs and cats and God knows what. QAnon conspiracy debunked on February 20th. Fuck you. We can't play you. Okay. New York Health Commissioner says she blew hospitalization out of proportion to push COVID shots for kids. LifeSite. Health Commissioner says she, we just fucking read that. See, we got anything else to fucking add to it? New York Health Commissioner says she blew up. No, it's just a reiterization. I don't know why in the fucking, okay. Dirty FBI asks Americans to report crime to them in recent tweet, then are overwhelmed with reports on their own criminal activity. And I think that's fucking probably about right. This is from Gateway by Jim Hoff. The Gateway Pundit, the FBI on Monday asked Americans to help them protect the country by reporting criminal activity to them at 800-225-5324. You can imagine the response. The FBI is the leading criminal organization in America today. Huh? No. Uh-uh. No. What the fuck are you talking about? And we didn't know this, guys. Nobody knows none of this stuff. We need a movie by Mel Gibson to fucking tell us what this criminal fucking operation, this private motherfucking operation, this private fucking non-governmental, unelected motherfucking FBI is the leading criminal organization in America. And it protects all the other fucking criminal organizations, too. The FBI. Spied on President Trump based on phony information, blah, 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 bullshit. It's all part of the fucking little story we're fucking living, the non-reality we're fucking living. Lied to American people about spying on, fuck this Trump-tard shit. Shove it up your fucking ass. Trump is a fucking goddamn child pedophile, too. He went to fucking pedophile island, didn't he? Sniffing motherfucker said he would fucking fuck his own daughter if he wasn't her daughter. Well, maybe that really didn't matter. Maybe he did. Hid the Hunter laptop. Of course they did. They're going to protect that pedophilic piece of shit. Still can't find the Hunter laptop. And you never fucking will. And I mean, what are you going to do about that goddamn video of him with them little girls? What happened to those little girls? Are they alive? Or were they chopped up alive to fucking sell their body parts for your multi-million dollar fucking, what the hell would you fucking call some, abomination for sure. But you're fucking selling a fucking human fucking beings in pieces to fucking to the elite. Lied about that. Yes, go ahead.
I think they call it organ harvesting, I think.
Oh, yeah, organ harvesting. Organ, that's really kind of a nice name for it because they're harvesting organs. They're not cutting up little children alive. They take their fucking young fucking hearts and their fucking body parts and put them in these old motherfucking pedophiles so that they can pedophile some more little kids so that they can be chopped up. Yeah, our organ harvesting. Thank you, Dion. You're absolutely correct.
But you know what, little man? You know, when you bring that up about that movie, that, you know what? It is awfully strange. And when I used to tell people how children used to get traffic, oh, man, you just a big old conspiracy theory. Now all of a sudden a movie come out, now everybody want to be interested now. You know, when I knew about the Franklin cover-up, when I, you know, first came into this thing, you know,
yep.
I mean, I knew about that. You know what I'm saying? So they, I mean, it is something about that movie now, you know, that, I mean, I'm happy that it's out there, but it's like, man, when we were saying it, you know, we conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh. Now you're running into the milk toast, what the hell do they call them? Sunshine Patriots, milk toast Sunshine Patriots. They ain't shit. They ain't never gonna be shit. They ain't never gonna do nothing about it. If they can throw some bucks and say, "Oh, I'm trying to stop that," you fucking cowards. You got everything we have everything we need to shut these son of a bitches down, and you know it. And we all know what the fucking problem is. Cowardice. Lied to American public during Trump's impeachment, knowing Trump did nothing wrong. Of course he didn't do nothing wrong. He fucking signed a fucking goddamn executive dictate attacking our second article, right to own a bump stock, in violation of the second article, in violation of the ninth article, in violation of the tenth article, in violation of the entire body of law of the unalienable law of We the People, December 15, 17. 1991. He violated every fucking bit of it. He's a goddamn traitor. He's also a fucking the king of the Jews. No, Trump. I impeached Trump knowing he did nothing wrong. That son of a bitch committed more fucking treason than anybody I ever saw. Sent operatives to the U.S. Capitol on January 60th. This is all fucking, this is some Trump tard fucking story. I don't like it. Infuriated the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Fuck you. You're fucking shills. We know what the fuck you are. Oath Keepers, my fucking ass. Incorporated. Incorporated fucking goddamn, just like the goddamn movie, The Sound of Freedom. Incorporated, this, oh, there's somebody out there doing the Oath Keepers, my ass. Raided homes on their political opposition. No, they fucking, they play their part in this fucking goddamn production that is put before us as this non-reality that we're to swallow up so that we'll take the shit like little kids being molested, fucking poison, fucking shots, depopulation of the fucking planet, taking our fucking water, burning the fucking ozone off our goddamn planet so that more of us die of cancer. Yeah, that's what they fucking do. Raided the opposition candidate's home. See, this is all about fucking Trump shit. Fuck Trump. He's a fucking traitor. And he couldn't be president any fucking how. No more than Obama could. His mom was Scottish. When his mom, when he was born, he had the choice to be a Scottish fucking citizen or an American citizen, but he is not a natural born American national. He could care. Pick his fucking passport, just like fucking Ted Cruz did. You know, he was fucking... Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I have a question for you. Hey, you remember doing that Bundy Ranch, right? I think, did you go out there and check on some things?
Which was that?
On the Bundy Ranch. You know, on that Bundy Ranch.
I went over to Galice.
Yeah. So, did you say there were some Oath Keepers out there as well, too, weren't they?
And everybody out there was either ex-FBI, ex-ATF, or fucking present cops, ex-cops, present FBI, ex-FBI. And they wanted you to put all your cars into a lot. They sent it out over the fucking internet as though it was like some guy, some single person over there that they were trying to stop him from mining his gold. That's why I went over there. But it turned out when I went over there, I found there was just a fucking cabal. It was to find out who those 500 were that sent the fucking BLM packing and fucking I'm so pissed today. I can't hardly think. But at the Bundy Ranch, exactly correct. So they got to identify them so they could run their next operation over there at Maller. Bring them out in the open and fucking slaughter them in a goddamn killing field that they fucking created. And the Bundys fucking helped them do it. The Bundys, oh, they were the fucking tip of the spear, remember? These motherfuckers, you heard anything about them lately? Another operation, people. It's never been nothing but operation after operation since they removed the fucking the prohibition on the government from using propaganda on the people. They openly, everything you fucking see is orchestrated, and you got to fucking know it. Ignored Hunter Biden's hundreds of crimes. They've been not just Hunter Biden's. What about fucking Bill Clinton? What about fucking Donald Trump? You know, they went over to Pedophile Island, too. And fucking Cindy McCain, she's up there in toilet. Everybody knew. Everybody knew about it. Everybody was an accessory after the fact. Everybody was as guilty as fucking Epstein. I mean, fucking, what do you want? This is fucking propaganda. This is right wing, left wing, false left and right propaganda. No fucking more. Set up poor white men in Michigan. Poor white, what the fuck? Ignored Biden family treasonous deals. Ignored fucking goddamn Trump's fucking treasonous deals too, didn't he? The son of a bitch gave America over to the fucking Khazarian fucking Jews, didn't he? He became the king of the Jews. Hell, he's got goddamn a fucking town named after him over there, I do believe, on the Gaza Strip, which is occupied territory of Syria. That son of a bitch was going to, oh, it's America first, America first. He was fucking bullshit. He was fucking Israel. Israel. He set it up for, we're paying $38 billion a year a direct tax to those kike motherfuckers. Don't tell me about fucking Biden. And there's no difference between Biden and Trump. There's no difference between DeSantis, JFK, none of these motherfuckers. You don't get to that level without them having you fucking a leash on you. And you fucking are controlled by the fucking Rothschilds and the international corporate mafia heads in the Rothschilds. Lied about investigating the criminal acts in the 2020 election. Again, shit. The election itself, having an election, an occupation, having an election in your country, it's not a fucking election. And if you participate in it, you're a goddamn traitor. And just yesterday, on Monday, we discovered the FBI censored Americans who did not support the Ukraine war. No shit. We know what the fucking FBI is. We know what they're for. They're fucking scum. There is no other government body that is dangerous and crooked as the FBI. That's a fucking fact. The response to the FBI tweet, I don't want to hear it. Anyway, let's see what else we got. Or maybe we'll just take a break. That's what we're going to do. Ooh. Switch back over and Hillary Clinton's was there in my face. I about puked on myself. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they found. Head nurse spoke up and leave this one alone. She could tell right away I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Rule that day.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated, and I'm going to fucking get them. It used to the fucking idea. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:43 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw. But Get Some, coming out of the break there, and get some, we got to give some, Hogjaw. We can't just sit around on our fucking asses while children are being fucking cut up alive and wait for them to come get some. They're getting a plenty. They're getting what they fucking want. Polish that son of a bitch. Anyways, let's see, get back to the fucking bullshit. Ooh, god damn, I forgot about that. And that was, what was at the top of that, huh? Fuck you and your propaganda. This video won't make you pissed off. I don't know what will. And I can't play the video. This video, Max Blumenthal shares Infutable facts and summaries, the U.S. corporation of the war in Ukraine, corruption of the war in Ukraine at the U.N. Security Council. The American public has no idea where their tax money is going. We found among many, see if there's anything over here we're looking at. Uh. many bizarre payments, 4.5 million U.S. 4.5 million U.S. Social Security Administration payments to the Kiev government. What? We found 4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for the National Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much which is owed by the global investment firm bank, firm BlackRock. Jesus Christ! Of course we did. Man, what does it fucking take, people? They're over there. This whole goddamn thing's been a scam from the beginning, just like the fucking COVID-19 that didn't exist. A scam, a scam, a scam. They're taking the money over there, and they're all sitting down at a fucking table in fucking the Ukraine where nobody wants to. You don't get to watch what they're fucking doing as they fucking steal the wealth of your fucking country. California proposes toilet to tap, turning wastewater into drinking water. We've talked about that, and shit into food. We're not going to eat your shit, and we're not going to drink your fucking piss. You're going to eat our shit and drink our piss before we fucking hang your ass, though. T-Chat, a cheat sheet. Biden was holding his own cue card when he met British leader. British leader. Ishi Sunak, with conversation topics including F-16s, Turkey, and the Atlantic Declaration. Really? What else we got? How the movement conquered American life, the transgender empire. Oh, fuck you. You ain't conquered shit. You're a fucking phony ass, just like Black Lives Matter fucking conquered. Anybody heard from them lately? It's just another bunch of fucking bogus fucking atrocities they're trying to ram down our throat, and we are regurgitating them right fucking back onto you. And sooner or later, people are going to figure it out that we're in a fucking war, and you're going to get fucking dusted, you motherfuckers. At 1:36, Donald Trump says, if we don't win, Israel is in big trouble. That's another video that we can't watch, of course. We're going to have to go back up here and mess with this shit here, I guess. We'll look at his T-chat and chess sheet. T-chat and chess cheat sheet. Biden was holding his own cue card when he met British leader Rishi. I guess it is, right? Rishi, yeah. Sunak with conversation topics including F-16s, Turkey, and the Atlantic Declaration. This is by David Avery and James Tapsfield, and goddamn, 10 authors here. Jeff Earl, U.S. Deputy Political Editor in London, for DailyMail.com by Arthur Parashar. I mean, goddamn, fuck you and your foreign fucking names. Joe Biden was yet again forced to rely on cue cards, and so fucking what? Topic reminded, we know he's a fucking retard, to hold conversation with British leader Rishi Sunak in London yesterday. A new image has revealed. Nothing against you, Galen. And Galen sent us in for a discussion, by the way. Must be something here worth reading. British Biden touched down in London on Monday for a meeting with the British Prime Minister ahead of the NATO summit in Lithuania today in an attempt to quash his anti-British reputation. In talks in the Downing Street Garden yesterday on the eve of the Church NATO summit, or the Crunch NATO summit, the president told the prime minister he could not be meeting a closer friend and greater ally. Despite only having to hold conversation with Sunak for a matter of minutes, one sharp photographer noticed 80-year-old Biden clutching a cue card and managed to snap a picture of what was inscribed. The word NATO was written in large print and uncensored underscored, even though both world leaders were headed to Venice, where Mayor Vent to Vilnius mere hours later. Shit, man. Okay. F-16s also, you know, there was a, yesterday, I think it was, there was a video where this guy, one of the fucking spokespeople for the fucking mafia is standing up there and he says that the Ukraine is getting crushed. And then one of the reporters out in there, you know, these people looking for the truth, says, oh, you mean Russia, Russia. And he laughs and he goes, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I'm messing up. He goes, I meant to say that fucking Ukraine is getting crushed. He did it again. And he goes, oh, I did it again. What the fucking, the lie wouldn't pass your lips, you son of a bitch. I mean, these are the people who are oppressing us. These nobody, nothing, fucking calls of life and fucking pedophiles and perverts and sick son of a bitches from top to bottom. F-16 stood out, suggesting Biden was prepared to discuss whether NATO could offer the fighter jets to Ukraine's Air Force, a point of debate for months. No, you can't. The fuckers belong to the people of the United States of America as individual free sovereigns. To get them from us, you have to take us to fucking a common law court, and you ain't giving them to no motherfucker, you cocksucker. You do not have our permission. In fact, we forbid it. Fucking Ukraine's nothing to us. It's just your goddamn corporate fucking mafia headquarters, you bastard. Other mentions include Turkey, another NATO country who, until last night, had resisted Sweden's accession to the alliance, Atlanta Declaration, in reference to the new U.S.-UK economic agreement announced last month in AI, artificial intelligence. They announce shit. I mean, they don't talk. They don't ask you what you fucking want and represent you and give you what you fucking want. They just fucking do it and then they announce it. And it's just like the building this new United Nations fucking government, complete with the United Nations fucking banks. They're just announcing this is how they did the fucking Constitution. They didn't have no authority from the people to do any of that shit. Indeed, they don't have no authority from the people to do this fucking shit. In fact, the fucking people fucking do not want it. We don't want endless fucking wars. We want to live our lives in peace. We want to live our lives in fucking goddamn happiness. Not in this fucking misery that makes the fucking misery makers the fucking lead. I mean, this, you know, I've noticed they've quit calling themselves the ruling class. I think somebody told him you better quit that. The president's reliance on such simple cue cards to stir the conversation highlighted the astounding 37-year-old gap between the two world leaders and was seen as yet another indication of Biden's seemingly declining mental awareness. Declining? Despite the assistance of cue cards during a presidency, Biden has gathered quite the reputation for making humiliating gaffes. Is that what you call it? At the end of June, he confused Ukraine for Iraq twice in the space of 24 hours. That's just like this guy that was talking. He was a young guy, too. And he said it twice. Ukraine's getting crushed. Despite having a cheat sheet when addressing Wagner's uprising against Putin. I mean, their lies, their web of lies is getting so big they have to have fucking cue cards in their hands because they don't know if we're at war with East Asia or West Asia this week. The president said that Putin had absolutely been weakened, but added it's hard to tell really when asked to what extent. He's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home and has become a bit of a para. Around the world, Biden said, clearly meaning to say the word war in Ukraine. Oh, man. The night before, however, the president was speaking at a fundraiser in Chevy Chase, Maryland, when he made the same mistake, according to the White House transcript. I think that's called not keeping your lies straight. 2 weeks prior, the president put his foot firmly in his mouth again when he ain't the president to begin with. And people, you pricks out there calling him are as bad as the one calling this. This ain't even the republic. I mean, you're fucking calling the fucking articles of law of the We the People amendments to a fucking constitution that never existed. I mean, it's all designed to, this is from the Ministry of fucking Propaganda, the Ministry of fucking Lies, teleprompter, as he incorrectly identified one of, see, this keeps the left-right paradigm going. Yeah, that son of a bitch Biden. And then, yeah, that son of a bitch Trump. I had that son of a bitch fucking JFK. Yeah, that son of a bitch DeSantis. Oh, man, I'm going to go out and vote. I'm going to exercise my right. I'm going to show these motherfuckers. Yeah, you're going to show us fucking change. That's the one thing that they always give us that they promise is change. Only it's changed for the worse and not the better. It always has been. It gets worse every fucking day. And it's come to the point that it cannot be fucking denied. That mountain of fucking righteous indignation that represents the high ground is so fucking high. I mean, it's going to fall over on us and we'll crumble under the weight of the fucking goddamn indignation that we have compiled. I mean, Jesus Christ, you got these people. I mean, like I said, you got Cindy fucking, what the hell, McCain coming onto the in a fucking interview saying that we all knew about Epstein. We all knew little kids were being fucking raped, tortured, sold. We all knew, but everybody was afraid to do something about it. I mean, come on. What do you fucking people need? Burgundy from the Ackerman. Pardon?
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
You know what you just said about that McCain's lady, right? Check this out. Now, if you and I, we knew something about a crime, what they would charge us with, what is that, accessory to it?
Accessory after the fact, that makes you the person. You would get the same sentence as the person who did it. It's like being an accomplice or like harboring a fugitive. I mean, what the hell are they doing?
So they all accessory to what's going on.
Well, hell yeah, they are. If you know about it and you don't do anything, I mean, why? You're trying to tell me that we're still living in a fucking, well, they're calling it a democracy. But the first fucking lies they told said it was a republic. You're trying to tell me there's a Senate and a fucking goddamn House and a Senate and everybody's afraid to do something about a fucking child molesting fucking ring, a fucking pedophile ring? What are they afraid
silence.
Of? Huh?
Silence is consent.
That's correct. And that, well, just knowing about it and not fucking, I'll tell you what you do. Remember in the old movies when they'd have a movie about something like this? I mean, it was a drama and they'd come out and I'm going to the press. I'm going to go to the press. Well, guess what? The press is boogering little kids too. They're all fucking one fucking big fucking criminal cabal. This is the United States of Khazaria. Get used to it, people. Or destroy the son of a bitch and go back to living like human beings so you can call yourself a human being. How can you call yourself a human being? Well, we know about it now. We know because Cindy McCain, she told us that they all knew about it. So that means they all know that it's fucking, you know, what was going on. Whose name's on that fucking list? I mean, wouldn't it? If we were real fucking Americans, wouldn't we demand to know whose names are on that list? Wouldn't we demand that they be fucking arrested? Or wouldn't we arrest them ourselves if we had our fucking law like we're supposed to? Wouldn't we take this matter into our own hands and hang every son of a bitch in one of them for fucking raping, murdering, molesting little fucking children, cutting them up alive? My God. Biden himself referred. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Henry, I sent that Biden article in because it just shows him to look like such a fumbling idiot, and I think that's how they're intentionally presenting him to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And even all the leadership, you see them in these absurd situations and getting away with crimes and getting caught with terrible things. They kind of want to put out this idea that they're nuts. So it made me conclude that their primary target right now, what they're going after, is our sanity. They are trying to sell us the absurdity and the circus as a normal situation, and we're being steered that way, but people are fighting back. And even with the Ukraine war, every day the different Russia's winning, Ukraine's winning, and all these contradicting messages. So it's pouring more insanity toward us, and I say we have to hang on to our sanity above everything.
We better. The bottom line is, I think. Go ahead, sorry.
I think they're trying to make all old people look bad. They just want to kill all the old people.
Yeah, because we're the only ones that remember what the fucking freedom, the lie of freedom at least was when we were fucking young.
Yeah, but kids don't listen no more. They just hate old people.
Yeah, they do. That's the Khmer Rouge angle. But I believe that every one of these public appearances, they rehearse it. If that was seen, if this cheat sheet was seen, it was meant to be seen. I believe that you're correct on that. I mean, it's all orchestrated. It's all, I mean, God damn it. Trump, what was he? That's right. He was a fucking, he starred in a reality show. You know what I mean? Ronald Reagan, he was a fucking actor. When he started putting actors and shit in the goddamn White House, don't you think they know how to fucking act? Don't you think that's what they're fucking doing? I mean, of course it is. And then the bottom line is this right here will distract people. And it'll be like, oh, yeah, he's just a fumbling old man. No, they're not fumbling. They're doing exactly as they intend. And we are doing nothing to goddamn stop it. That fucking video of Hunter Biden exists. We know it. We've seen it. We looked at it. And they know it exists. And that, I mean, I've said it a million times, and no matter what we bring up, no matter what more outrage we want to put on that big fucking mountain of outrage, it doesn't matter. If you know little children are being cut up a fucking live and you don't put a fucking stop to it, you're not a fucking human being. There's something wrong with you. I mean, I can't stand it. It makes me disgusted. It makes me disgusted with my people, man. I grew up a fucking American. I mean, oh man, red, white, and blue, you know, fucking when they play the national anthem at the football game, you stand there, your heart's pumping. You're so fucking proud. And what a fucking, it was all a fucking lie. It was a dirty fucking lie. I was born into goddamn communism. Two of my brothers fought in fucking Vietnam to stop the spread of international communism while the Communist Party had a fucking headquarters in fucking Chicago. Come on, people. What does it
it's
take?
It's general welfare and stop resisting clause.
You goddamn right. That's exactly what it is. What we'll try to do better tomorrow if our sites, you know, when you get up and you start, I started like 8 o'clock to put in the program because I want to read every fucking article and find the best ones. And I can't even get to the comment section. And then this phony fucking goddamn excuse because they, you know, they refunded my son's money right away because this is what they're trying to tell us is that, you know, this is like 7 months ago, Laura supposedly didn't pay $47. She paid $50. But then, of course, like I said, we brought out the records that showed that she paid. It's always been paid. There ain't no fucking way. I told my son, there ain't no fucking way, never, that it was never paid. Hell, if we had to borrow the money or go hungry, that was fucking paid. But the bottom line is they said they've got a new payment system. You guys are going to love this. Where you pay, I guess you're going to pay three times a month. $13, $18, and I mean, these three different fucking charges, which is so fucking retarded. I mean, it's not even a good excuse. But after they were busted because we had the records that showed that the fucker was paid and that they fucking, I mean, how long were we shut down for no goddamn reason? And it's because we're on this, it is because we're sitting here saying they're cutting up little fucking children. These fucking monsters exist. McCain fucking, came out and fucking told you they all fucking knew about it. And we know what fucking goddamn Hunter Biden did. We have the goddamn thing and it is going to be glued to the top of this fucking site. We know. And we're not doing anything about it. We know. And we're not doing anything about it. It eats at the conscience. Pretty soon people are going to have to do something about it because they can't stand to live with themselves unless they do. That's the whole fucking idea. You know what? You know you're fucking over the target when you're taking the flak. And we're hurting these motherfuckers. And I think they're running scared. I mean, you think if you had fucking 7, 8 billion, I don't know how many they've already killed off, people wanting your fucking hair all at fucking once. And they didn't care, you know, fucking, if I got to die to save the children, then fucking I'll do it, you know? And they're looking at God, and they're looking at fucking some scary fucking shit. It's getting a little scary for them. So that's why they're getting desperate, and that's why you're seeing all this fucking shit. And like, I mean, the site's working fine, and you fucking, last night when I look at it, I set it down, and just overnight, something that supposedly happened 7 fucking months ago, and we have the billing statements, nothing on there about this, and then they changed their system of billing, and we didn't inform you of that. It's all bullshit. They didn't. I mean, it would be retarded to do what they're saying. They did it on fucking purpose because we're not going to shut up about this goddamn killing our kids. Because that's the only high ground we fucking need, people. If you need higher ground than that, there's something wrong with you. Anyways, I had enough of this disgusting shit, and so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, probably. Unless I don't know, maybe we forgot to pay 12 cents somewhere on a 3-part payment if 1 month. I mean, that is the goofiest thing I've ever heard of 3 months ago. But other than that, we should be back up tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, and I will go through the articles and do a better job. But until then, man, I mean, don't take no wooden nickels. That's a word from the trenches. Yeah, come on. You know what you got to do. Being pissed doesn't help a goddamn thing.